In the past 2 years, we have seen a lot of major historic breaking news stories back in India. It is at times like these that I really wish I could be there, be a part of the conversations and share my 2 cents about the issue. The Article 377 verdict was one such occasion, and I wanted to be heard beyond just tweeting about it. So for my podcast today, slightly hesitantly, I am attempting to talk about this verdict. I will look into why it is a very important yet just a tiny step in the direction of a long-awaited progress and the long-awaited unveiling of how complex and advanced our cultural sensitivities once were, way before we started changing our outlooks thanks to colonization. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Well, so one would say that it's great. All over the world, the LGBTQ rights are being accepted and they are getting the recognition and the rights that they deserve as human beings. So yes, kudos to India for catching up and for recognizing that this regressive law needed to be amended. Right? Well, not really. India does not need to be congratulated for catching up, but it needs to be questioned for falling so embarrassingly behind when, as a culture, we probably acknowledged the fluid nature of gender and sexuality way before a lot of other civilizations even came into existence. The proof is in our ancient history. In stories, in mythologies, in oral traditions, in folklores, and even in the art and architecture. The concept of gender being beyond just two set identities was something that was a widely accepted concept back then. It was not even an issue of being progressive or regressive at that time. It wasn't an anomaly back then. It was just how things were. I don't know of many other cultures or countries that have explored the boundaries of sexuality like our culture has. No, I am not just talking about Kama Sutra, but simply look at some of the temple architecture and you'll know. The greatest mythologies, Ramayana and Mahabharata, have accepted the idea of sexuality and gender identities being fluid concepts. While Ramayana acknowledged the presence and relevance of hijras in our society, Mahabharata dived deeper in exploring the relationship of masculine and feminine energy within a human being's body and the need for them to work in unison with each other. If you get a chance, read about characters like Shikhandi or Brihanala. Read the stories of Lord Ayyappa and find literature on the energies created due to the union of Lord Shiv and Parvati. In today's world, if we look into ancient Indian concepts, it was obviously an extraordinarily progressive culture. But then, of course, as the invasions continued to happen, our society was conforming more and more to foreign ideas of appropriation. The result is what we have today, a confused, complicated, and chaotic society which doesn't really know where it belongs. While our laws were penned down during the colonial era, there was some point in our culture, probably even before colonization, when our mindsets started going backwards. And this journey in the backward direction continues even today. So this verdict, which comes as a fresh ray of hope, is really just a very small step in the forward direction. The law has upgraded. Now it's time for our attitudes, which, believe me, is way more work than the law. Before we spread the pride on social media and celebrate the victory of getting back on the progressive path, just hold on a second and think if it is the time to celebrate our country's acknowledgement of hashtag love is love just yet. In my opinion, Yes, this is a historic verdict and a huge step ahead because there is a legislation in place now. But aren't there legislations in place for things like dowry and female infanticide too? The law protects love and it gives a legal marital step to two adults irrespective of what religion they were born in, right? Does that legal protection stop them from being victims of honor killings? Sadly, no. Does that law protect women from being burned and attacked with acid? Disgracefully, no. So until the attitudes, the stereotypes, and the stigmas in our society change, it is not yet time to celebrate. And these attitudes will not change until our society changes as a whole. This verdict is not limited to homosexuality, but it is a historic judgment to make us revisit our narratives on everything gender and sexuality. Yes, the court has legalized it, but it is the stigma that needs to be dealt with. It is progress, yes, most certainly, but we have a long way to go before we can claim that love is love and India has accepted it. By bringing up all these issues surrounding the idea of modern-day love in our once progressive country and equating this major victory to the other gender and socio-cultural issues, I am not being a party pooper and taking the credit away from them. I know that the argument might be that this whole population that identifies in a certain way had been isolated for long enough, and now that there is finally some acknowledgement of their right to live and their right to love, I really don't want to be a party pooper. Yes, I agree with that 1% and there is no taking it away from them. But by putting this issue in light with a thousand other issues which are not letting love be love in our country, I am making them one with us. Because us Indians are all in this fight together and we have a long way to go. Love is not yet love until we don't give up the idea of gender norms. Love is not yet love until sex education in schools is an uncomfortable topic which is going to make boys giggle and embarrass the girls in class. Love is not yet love until we are scared to hold our lovers' hands in public on Valentine's Day. Love is not yet love until there continue to be honor killings in our country. Love is not love just yet. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha and you're listening to Culture Chaos.